Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
From machines to make your own sparkling water to a little heated blanket for a cosy night on the couch, do you have an item in your house that saves you money and makes your life a little easier? Maybe said item is even good for the environment. We wanted to take a look at some of those products and how we could possibly incorporate them more into our own lives. Nuala McKeever, comedy writer and performer, and Fionnuala Jones, presenter and broadcaster, join me now to give me their couldn't live without it items. Good morning, how are you?
Morning.
Morning, very well, yes.
Oh God, Nuala, a bit of a stumble there. Are we all right? Are we up and running?
Yeah, can you hear me?
No, I got you. Nuala, can I start with you? What is your item? What is your number one item that saves you time, money and the environment?
Got to be two items. They're similar. Coffee cup, reusable thermal coffee cup, the badge of every middle class, middle-aged woman everywhere. And I can't leave the house without that. And, of course, my reusable water bottle. I take them everywhere.
Let's start with the keep cup. The first problem is, do you remember to leave the house with it every time you go?
Yes, I used to have the mantra, like everybody years ago, money, keys, phone, wallet, whatever. Now I don't have a wallet. I just have everything in my phone, my cards. I'm so hip. So it's keys, phone, cup, bottle. I'm sure there's an acronym. I'm sure there's a pithy thing. No, I just use my brain, that thing between my ears. Because there's an incentive, and that is a big part of this discussion, I think, I have a high incentive to do so.
Which is what?
Well, just what you said. Save money, get nice coffee. I usually make the coffee at home. I love a certain brand of coffee, and I think it's nicer than most of the coffee. I drink it black.
It almost certainly is.
Most of the coffee I get when I'm out.
Is there not a trade-off here, though? Are you having to spend in buying new shirts because you have spilt coffee stains down the front of the blouse of the shirt or whatever, than whatever you're saving in coffee?
Have you heard me in Dublin screaming at the top of my voice, Alfer? Yeah, my friend's quest in life is to buy me a cup that doesn't leak. She got me this one that's billed as non-drip, non-leak. Guess what? It leaks, and it's usually when I've just put on a clean white T-shirt. So, yeah, there are certain drawbacks, but that's probably because I'm not using it correctly. It says, don't put very hot liquids in. And I'm thinking, right, that's handy for a coffee cup.
Fionnuala,
could somebody please design one that fits in my car and that doesn't leak? Please, I'll give you £100.
Fionnuala, what's yours?
Mine isn't so much like a thing per se, but it is a practice. And if anyone's followed me or knows me, they know I'm bang on about this. I gave up fast fashion a couple of years ago. So that's like mass produced fashion that you'll get in shops or online. So I only buy like secondhand fashion, vintage fashion, charity shop stuff, whatever. And the money I've saved, and also the time in like not browsing, whether that's online or in store, unbelievable, because I'm not a big shopping gal in general. I kind of hate the process. And I suppose also when you're buying better and less and buying clothes that already exist. I found when I was buying fast fashion, I was getting stuff like buying into trends, whatever. The stuff was falling apart because it's made so cheaply. Like, it's not made to last. You know what I mean? So then the cycle continues because it's like, oh my God, my shirt fell apart, whatever. I need another shirt. You go out, you buy the same thing.
And
shirt falls apart again.
Are you in your best Guna this morning?
I'm in my best.
There's nothing threadbare about it at all.
Absolutely. This isn't a visual medium, obviously radio, but I'm in this is a vintage jumpsuit from Limerick Girl on Instagram. Spice Vintage. She does incredible vintage drops. She's unbelievable. We're really spoiled for choice when it comes to secondhand fashion and stuff now. Worth a look.
What's the saving monetarily?
What's the saving? God, I don't know, but I feel like even in terms of what I spend per year, I feel like it's only between maybe 200 and 300 quid for like clothes, shoes, everything. Like,
and you have sufficient variety in your wardrobe to satisfy
Absolutely.
Your desire to be different? You're not relying on the same small number of items?
No, we're gone nuts. And the way we look at clothes and everything is just nuts. And this whole thing of, I can't wear an outfit again. Yeah, you can. You absolutely can. Who's looking at you? Nobody. We're all so self-obsessed with ourselves. We think everyone is thinking about us and looking at us and being like, oh my God, she wore that dress again. You're not. And there's ways to even upcycle your own wardrobe. If you are bored, because I do get it. Like, sometimes I'm looking at my wardrobe, wardrobe and I am a bit like, whatever, go into a good alterations place again and you'll save money there because you're not spending like hundreds on something new. You're spending maybe a little bit less on a little change. You're getting it taken up. You're adding a sleeve. You're adding an embellishment, whatever. It's just getting people to think about it a little bit more.
Is she persuading you, Nuala?
Yeah, well, my mind is there. My heart is there. I try not to. I got really into vintage, you know, the secondhand thing online. I lost 3.5 stone a couple of years ago. I have since put a stone back on. And it's interesting. When you're smaller, it's easier, I think, to find things. All the stuff, I got rid of all my big clothes. And then last year, started putting some weight on again. Now I have nothing to wear. But I'm actually bringing myself around to the idea of just what you're saying there. Nobody's looking. You know, if you buy plainish colours, everybody doesn't say, oh, you were wearing that black shirt 3 weeks ago. Nobody really cares what you're wearing. So I try very hard and there is brilliant stuff out there. And I really wish that, I mean, I think human beings, we need a lot of stick because the carrot is very big, convenient supposedly. But actually, when you look at it, the shops, they're all selling the same stuff. The choice isn't really there. I would love to go back, as you're saying there, Fionnuala, to the days where people made really good stuff and it was different. Now you go into every shop and everything's the same. Crazy.
Nuala, I think that everybody listening hasn't heard anything that they're going to take any issue with here, but maybe this is the line in the sand. Talk to me about the hankies.
I'm sorry I ever brought this up, metaphorically speaking. Well, one point I was making, I don't use bin liners. I rarely use paper towels. I try to use cloth and just use the bin because I don't think we need to be so hyper clean. Like cleaning your bin, what the hell? It's meant to be dirty. But the one thing I draw the line on is hankies. I cannot go back to using cloth hankies because I was traumatized permanently as a child. My job as the youngest of seven when I was very young, my job every week was to boil the cloth hankies used by the rest of the family. And I might throw up on the phone here just talking to you about it because the image in my mind of the old saucepan without the lid on the stovetop. I was so young I had to kneel up on a stool and stir this big pot of glue on the stovetop with the handle of a wooden spoon. Whoa! Oh my God. So yeah, that'll do me. That'll do me for cloth hankies for the rest of my life. Thank you very much.
Well, that and terry cloth nappies, I'm afraid if that is the price of holding on to a salvageable planet, it's just too high a price to pay, Fionnuala.
That's childhood trauma if I ever heard it. Oh my God. Yeah, I couldn't be at that. That's fair. We'll give you that. We'll give you that single use.
You would give your hankies out to somebody now the way they do with the cloth nappies. If somebody did that service, that would be all right.
I know, you're also bringing up the old childhood trauma here of your mother attacking you with a snot-stained hanky to wipe some tiny imagined blemish from the corner of your mouth. It's the most...
I know. You always knew you were growing up. First of all, your mother would spit on it herself. And then as you got older, she would let you spit on the hanky to do it on your face. And I thought, oh, I'm so grown up now.
All right. Fionnuala, 30 seconds. Next, last top tip.
Recycled paint. I feel like people don't know about this. I started a DIY project, so I've obviously made it everyone else's problem. But recycled paint is a great option. So you're not
recycled
buying new paint.
But that means other people's colour choices.
No, not necessarily. There's a great paint reuse network in Ireland. So I buy mine from the Rediscovery Centre in Ballymun. You can get whatever colours you want. It's so much cheaper. When I was comparing it to like the big name brands, it's up to half price. Now, I will say this is interior paints, not necessarily outdoor or like masonry paints. It's like ceilings for walls and stuff. I've got a gorgeous pink ready for my spare room whenever I inevitably start that job. Top tip for you.
I know, but there's a world of a difference between Robin's egg and Azure Blue, as you will find when you put up the one that you got for free. All right. Thank you very much, Fionnuala Jones, Nuala McKeever.